This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Constitutional Council meeting taking place today. Central members continue to comment on the chairman's political and organizational report in Maoist Central Committee meeting. And North Korea confirms custody of U.S. soldier. Now, the news in detail. A meeting of the Constitutional Council is being held today to recommend the name of the Chief Justice. As the parties could not agree on the recommendation of the name of the Chief Justice, the adjourned meeting on Tuesday is scheduled to be held at 5 p.m. today. The meeting held on Tuesday at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers at Singha Darbar ended without any conclusion. In today's meeting, appointments to other constitutional positions, including the Chief Justice, will be discussed as Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki's tenure is ending on August 5th. Today's meeting of the National Assembly has been adjourned due to the obstruction of the lawmakers of the main opposition party, CPN-UML. After the meeting started, UML lawmaker Bhairav Sundar Shrestha put forth his opinion and demanded that all those involved in gold smuggling should be investigated. After finishing their speech in the meeting, UML lawmakers stood up and protested. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timelsina requested to move forward with the agenda of the meeting, but the meeting was adjourned after the UML lawmakers stood up and maintained their protest. The next meeting of the National Assembly will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday, August 7th. The Central Committee meeting of the CPN Maoist Center continues. In the meeting that started yesterday in Kamaladi, Kathmandu, the central members will continue to express their views on the political and organizational report of Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. In yesterday's meeting, 18 central members expressed their opinions. Party General Secretary Dev Prasad Gurung informed that members will continue to express their opinion today. In the organizational report presented by the Chair Prachanda, a division of work from the central party chairman to the central members has been proposed. Likewise, Chair Prachanda proposed to coordinate the central members from the center to the ward level and strengthen the party organization. In yesterday's meeting, the members believed that the party should move forward by prioritizing the public's interest and the party and the government should perform in such a way that the people should feel positive about the government's action. The Maoist Center has informed to disseminate the discussions held in the Central Committee meeting every day after the end of the meeting through the spokesperson. The Rashtriya Prajat Party, RPP, has invited applications from interested individuals across the country for its 20 central member positions. As the party said, the move aims to make its leadership more youth-friendly and inclusive. An interested individual below the age of 40 is eligible to apply for these positions. Anyone else interested in becoming the party leader is required to mail personal details along with a future action plan to the party's official address by the third week of August. According to Central Member Saraswati Adhikari, the nominations will be carried out based on geography, population, areas suggesting potentialities for the party influence, and gender. At least 50% of women will be picked up. Any Nepali citizen, whether within or outside the party, can apply for these positions. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has decided to once again launch a COVID-19 vaccination drive targeting 9 wards from coming August 6. The vaccination will continue till August 9th. According to KMC Office Health Department Chief Ram Prasad Paudil, the campaign aims to vaccine individuals above 12 years of age. The local government decided to conduct a vaccination campaign against the infectious disease as it found that some citizens have not received even a single dose of COVID-19 vaccine. It will be organized in ward number 6, 11, 14, 17 and 31 on August 6 to 7 and in ward number 12, 15, 19 and 32 on August 8 to 9. KMC Office Vaccination Section Chief Dr. Afiyan Gautam said 90% of citizens have received the first dose of the vaccine, while 88% have got the second dose, 43% are inoculated with third dose, and only 6% have taken the fourth dose. A team of the Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office has arrested 5 persons in the charge of their involvement in threatening general people from Jorpati area. According to spokesperson and superintendent of police at the office, Ravindra Degmi, the arrestees have been accused of reaching and unnecessarily picking disputes, issuing threats and creating terrors among the general people in places including Bauda and Jorpati in the Kathmandu Valley and beating up people and engaging in illegal activities in groups. Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office said they have been sent to the police circle Bauda, Kathmandu for further investigations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. United Nations Command has confirmed North Korea has responded to request for information about the whereabouts of U.S. soldier Travis King for the first time since he crossed into the country. The 23-year-old private dashed across the border from South Korea on 18 July while on a guided tour. The UN command refused to give further details in order not to interfere with efforts to get him home. However, the reply indicates Pyongyang could be ready to start negotiating. The UN command, which policies the demilitarized zone, DMZ, has sought information on Private King using its direct phone line to the North Korean army in the joint security area. The North Koreans had acknowledged the request, but this is the first time they have responded, confirming the U.S. soldier is in their custody. Before he crossed the border, Private King served 2 months in prison in South Korea for assault charges. He was released on 10th of July. He is a reconnaissance specialist who had been in the army since January 2021 and was in South Korea as part of his rotation. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will be formally charged at a court hearing today on charges of plotting to overturn his 2020 election defeat. On the eve of the arraignment, he slammed the case as proof of the corruption, scandal and failure of the U.S. under Joe Biden's presidency. Mr. Trump already faces 2 other criminal cases as he campaigns for the White House next year. But the election case is widely seen as the most serious one of all. Mr. Trump has already been charged in 2 other cases with mishandling classified files and falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to a porn star. Prosecutors in Georgia may bring a criminal case against Mr. Trump this month over alleged efforts to subvert the 2020 election result in that state. The United States has ordered the partial evacuation of its embassy in Niger following last week's coup. Hundreds of foreign nationals have already been evacuated from the country, and on Sunday, the French embassy was attacked by protesters. Coup leader General Aboubakar Rahmane Tijani has warned against any interference in the internal affairs of the country. Niger is a significant uranium producer and lies on a key migration route to North Africa and the Mediterranean. The U.S. is a major donor of humanitarian and security aid to Niger and has previously warned that the coup could lead to suspension of all cooperation. France, the former colonial power in Niger, and the EU have already suspended financial and development aid. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is possible in some places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places in Bagmati and Gandaki province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at few places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places in Gandaki province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Constitutional Council meeting taking place today. Central members continue to comment on the chairman's political and organizational report in Maoist Central Committee meeting. and North Korea confirms custody of U.S. soldier. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.